G'day guys and welcome to Aussie English. My objective here is to teach you guys the English spoken down under. So whether you want to speak like a fair income Aussie, or you just want to understand what the flippin' hell we're on about when we're having a yarn, you've come to the right place. So sit back, grab a cuppa and enjoy Aussie English. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Aussie English. Today is another pronunciation episode, and this pronunciation episode is going to focus on contracting could have. So the construction could have gets contracted into could've and coulda. So I'll just run you guys through the different ways you can use could have. I won't focus too much on them in this episode, but I'll give you an idea of how it can be used. And I've made sure that I cover these different kinds of uses of could have in the exercises. So number one, it's used to talk about something someone was able to do in the past but didn't do. For example, I could have gone to the party, but I didn't feel like it. Number two, there's often a sense of criticism when it's said. So if you didn't do something that you could have done or should have done, then someone may use it in the form, for example, you could have phoned me to let me know that you'd be late. Number three, to speculate about something that has happened. For example, she could have taken the earlier bus. So you don't know if she took it, but she would have been able to. She could have done it. It's possible that that's what she did in the past. So number four, to speculate about something that hasn't happened. For example, you could have broken your neck if you'd fallen out of the tree. So this would be like if your kid was climbing in a tree, but he got down safely, the mum could be angry and say, look, you could have broken your neck if you'd fallen out of the tree. It was dangerous. And number five, you can also use it to talk about possible present situations that haven't yet happened. For example, I could have been earning a lot of money as an accountant, but I found it to be a boring job. So it's something that would have been possible if you decided to do it in the present. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's go through the listen and repeat exercise, guys, where I contract could have with the different pronouns. So listen and repeat after me. I could have. I could have. I coulda. You could have. You could have. You coulda. He could have. He could have. He coulda. She could have. She could have. She coulda. We could have. We could have. We coulda. They could have. They could have. They coulda. It could have. It could have. It coulda. Things could have. Things could have. Things coulda. So practice and repeat that a few times until you get that basic idea and the basic muscle memory in your mouth of how to make these contractions. And now I'll go through a substitution exercise where I'll say a series of sentences twice. And in the first example sentence, I'll say could have, and I want you to contract it into the second sentence into could have. So let's go. He could have told her. He could have told her. She could have taken the earlier train. She could have taken the earlier train. She could have been earning a lot as a doctor. She could have been earning a lot as a doctor. They could have overheard everything we said. They could have overheard everything we said. He could have hurt someone driving that recklessly. He could have hurt someone driving that recklessly. They could have won the game if they had played smarter. They could have won the game if they had played smarter. I could have done that just like him if I had have wanted to. I could have done that just like him if I had have wanted to. You could have called me to let me know you would be late. You could have called me to let me know you'd be late. Your friends would have come to the party if they could have. Your friends would have come to the party if they could have. We could have asked him when he was here, but we forgot to. We could have asked him when he was here, but we forgot to. He could have been the president if it weren't for the scandal. He could have been the president if it weren't for the scandal. You could have broken your neck jumping off the roof like that. You could have broken your neck jumping off the roof like that. She could have bought tickets to the show, but she didn't feel like it. She could have bought tickets to the show, but she didn't feel like it. They could have had breakfast this morning, but they weren't hungry. They could have had breakfast this morning, but they weren't hungry. They could have helped me make dinner instead of just sitting on the couch. They could have helped me make dinner instead of sitting on the couch. So listen and do these substitution exercises a few times, guys. And I know a lot of these sentences are actually quite long. And so it's going to be quite difficult to remember the entire sentence and then say it with the contracted form perfectly without reading off the manuscript or reading off the transcript. So I definitely recommend doing this with the transcript if you need to, because remembering these sentences isn't the aim here. It's practicing these contractions. So that said, let's dive into the next exercise, guys, where instead of could have, I'm going to get you to contract could've into coulda. So could've into coulda. And I'll use the same example sentences again. He could have told her. He could have told her. She could have taken the earlier train. She could have taken the earlier train. She could have been earning a lot as a doctor. She could have been earning a lot as a doctor. They could have overheard everything we said. They could have overheard everything we said. I could have done well on my exam if I had studied. I could have done well on my exam if I had studied. He could have hurt someone driving that recklessly. He could have hurt someone driving that recklessly. They could have won the game if they had played smarter. They could have won the game if they had played smarter. I could have done that just like him if I had have wanted to. I could have done that just like him if I'd have wanted to. You could have called me to let me know you'd be late. You could have called me to let me know you'd be late. Your friends would have come to the party if they could have. Your friends would have come to the party if they could have. We could have asked him when he was here, but we forgot. We could have asked him when he was here, but we forgot. He could have been the president if it weren't for the scandal. He could have been the president if it weren't for the scandal. You could have broken your neck jumping off the roof like that. You could have broken your neck jumping off the roof like that. She could have bought tickets to the show, but she didn't feel like it. She could have bought tickets to the show, but she didn't feel like it. They could have had breakfast this morning, but they weren't hungry. They could have had breakfast this morning, but they weren't hungry. They could have helped me make dinner instead of just sitting on the couch. They could have helped me make dinner instead of just sitting on the couch. So I might mention here too, guys, that unlike would, being able to be contracted onto pronouns, could is never contracted onto pronouns. So that's just something to remember. And it's the same for should have. So yeah, that's really all there is to it, guys. Keep practicing this exercise. Keep practicing the contractions. Don't try and remember everything perfectly. Just keep going over it until it becomes something that you do naturally. It will take time. It's not going to happen overnight, but you will only get better at it the more you practice these things. So keep at it. I've got faith in you guys. You're going to be awesome. Keep learning English. Keep practicing your contractions, and I'll chat to you soon. All the best, guys. You've been listening to the Aussie English Podcast. If you like what you hear, please come and join our Facebook community and like and share this episode in order to help the podcast grow. If you'd like to support the Aussie English podcast, please consider donating a few dollars on my Patreon page, which will be linked in the episode transcript. The more you guys donate, the more time and effort I can spend improving the podcast. Until next time, guys, all the best.